And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
So that was some awesome technical problems there. Welcome to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, hanging out here with Dan and Ryan. That was Ene Ene, who are a relatively new local band, playing some awesome Spanish-style punk. That song was called Trapos. It's from the new 7-inch that just came out. You should totally get it. It's on Lengua Mada Records. And... I guess I'm going to play a set first, and first up is the Homo Cupids from their new 7-inch Cat Music.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that was Wounded Lion. Their new record's on SS Records. That song is called Carol Cloud, and I really like it. Kind of sounds like late period Velvet Underground and The Clean. And they will be playing Budget Rock Fest, which you should all go to. I am actually completely forgotten when that's happening, but I'm sure you can use the power of the internet. It's going to be at the Stork Club in Oakland, and tons of bands are playing. Human Eye, dude, I've completely forgotten, my brain's gone blank, but anyways, you should go. Yes. Before that, I played Nothing People with In the City from their LP that I think is also on SS Records, and then before that, Mutators with Soft Pyramid from their LP, which is probably one of my records of the year. It's super rad, no wave, through the prism of Death Valley 69, and that's on Nominal Records out of Vancouver. And then before that was Hips with Monkey in a Cage from their new 7-inch. And before that, Homo Stupids with Beneath the Black Moon, which I have no idea who put that out because it's in a pile of records. Yes, a cat music record. I was on Fashionable Idiots. But there you go. And now Dan is going to play a set. What are you going to play, Dan?
Today I have a set called Before They Were Stars. This is a... five bands with at least one member who went on to find success in shitty mainstream rock bands. This first band, shout out a member to the Foo Fighters.
They're keeping track of everything too.
You are listening to Maximum Rock and Rolls, if you didn't already know that, Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. That set was called Before They Were Stars. That last song was Deranged Diction doing Aspirin, originally on the No Art, No Cowboys, No Rules cassette tape. My version is on the Welcome to Montana, Come Die With Us CD comp and zine. Has a bunch of Montana bands, mostly from the 90s. A few that went into later times, Ask and Defend, but I think Deranged Diction is the only early 80s band on here. Before that, The Farts / 10-Minute Warning doing Dead Soldier. That was on the Survival of the Fittest cassette tape originally. This version I played is off the Because This Fucking World Still Stinks comp. Deranged Diction from Montana. Jeff and Matt later went on to be in Pearl Jam and blah, blah, blah. This lineup of The Farts and 10-Minute Warning had Duff McKagan. Before that, Vatican Commandos, Moby's old band from Connecticut, doing Right Thing. That was originally on the First Strike cassette. Before that, Christ on a Crutch doing Paranoid World Vision. Off of the, also on the First Strike cassette, I believe, and also on the Crime Pays When Pigs Die LP. Nate Mandel is in that band, also later on to be in the Foo Fighters, and kick that off with Germs doing We Must Bleed off of the GILP. And the moral of the story is that these songs do not need mainstream validation to be the awesome hardcore songs that they are. Fuck you, Stephen Blush. Ryan, you got some stuff for us?
Right on, man. I certainly do. That was an awesome set. I'm going to do kind of an abort mission set. I was in the middle of putting some else together and then scrapped it and put this together. I hope you like it. Should be good fun. I'm going to start things off with the Traditional Fools. So enjoy.
Thank you. You gotta turn on, tune in, and drop out. It's psychedelic, baby.
Was the legendary Bobby Sox "Learn to Hate in the 80s. That was a last minute addition to my last minute set, as it turns out. So I'm glad I found that one. That was really fun. The fourth song in my set, Bobby Sox "Learn to Hate the 80s, was of course the fifth and last song in the set. Before that was Heard It Stop. Any help
here
on
to stop.
Heard to Stop?
That's actually, yeah.
I don't know how. Here to stop. Thank you, Leila. that was off their 12-inch that I think is getting stateside release here pretty quick. And forgive my pronunciation again. Treadit Off Drugs, I think the song's name was. But killer, punk rock, awesome. Before that was The Muslims. I think they're from San Diego. They did an Arthur Lee cover called My Flash on You. It's a fun song. That 7-inch is great. Before that, I played The Intellectuals, who did a one-sided 7-inch on Hell Yes Records that I believe is out of Italy. Does that sound right? I think so. One of 200 pressed. Very good record, though. And I played the one side, so tape the radio show so you can have a copy, too. And I started things off, like I said, with the Traditional Fools. The first song on their B-side called Shredstick. Awesome guys, awesome record. Check it out. That's on Make a Mess Records. I would like to say that set was dedicated to Sebastian Manuelli. Congratulations, Brian and Sarah. All right, I'm going to turn it over to Layla.
Hey, so I'm going to play a set in a second, but I just wanted to say a couple of public service announcements on behalf of Maximum Rock and Roll. First up, we can now accept tax-deductible donations. Which I think there's actually a button on the radio website, which is maximumrockandroll.com/radio. And it's a PayPal thing, and it's going to be processed through this arts umbrella organization called Indie Arts and Media. And if you have any questions, give us an email at radio@maximumrockandroll.com. And yeah, it would be awesome if you would donate stuff, money or rare records for the collection or whatever you want to. It would be killer. And the other thing is that Arwen and Erin are doing a Problems radio show, which is also on the Maximum Rock and Roll webpage on the radio thing. And you can call in and they will solve your problems from a punk perspective. So you should check that out. And yeah, so my set now is for all the mutants in the room. First up is Burning Fire, and this song is called Capo Mora, and this record is pretty incredible.
Do your death.
Hey, so that was Middle Class with Insurgency. Oh, sorry, Insurgents. That's from that classic supposed first hardcore 7-inch, which is still being endlessly debated whether it's actually the first hardcore record ever. It's been reissued on Frontier Records, and you should get one because now you don't have to pay like $200 for one. And it's pretty much one of the best punk records ever, I think. Then Stains with Sick and Crazy, which is something that I wish would get reissued on SST Records. Then before that was Die Kreuzen with Mannequin, and that's from their first album that just got reissued on Touch and Go. And before that was The Scam with Off Track from 7-inch, and I think that is about to be reissued. Like, someone's putting out a comp CD of their unreleased LP and that 7-inch. They're an old New Hampshire band. Some cool, sick-sounding hardcore. And before that was Burning Fire with Capoeira from their record on Painkiller. It's a pretty intense, awesome new hardcore record. Apparently they're really amazing live too. And now Dan is going to squeeze in a last minute set. You've been listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio, by the way. You can check us out on the web, maximumrockandroll.com/radio. And send CD only releases or two copies of vinyl to Maximum Rock and Roll, PO Box 460-760, San Francisco, California, 94146, USA.
All right. This set is esoterically titled Fall Comes Early This Year, even though it's still sunny in San Francisco. This first song is Dow Jones and the Industrials with Can't Stand, and the song is called Let's Go Steady off of the Can't Stand the Midwest 7-inch. This is Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We'll be right back.
Okay, real quickly, you heard No Trend to Cancer off of the Teen Love 7-inch, and before that, Dow Jones and the Industrials with Let's Go Steady off of the Can't Stand the Midwest 7-inch. This final song is The Outsiders, 1 to Infinity.
Something the ruthless way. The 1, 2, 3. Our bombs, our guns and knives can really make them free. How can the brave new world grow from the same old things? Whatever may be the answer is why we got means, that's right. Jockey for places in world politics. Husbands beat their wives. I learn the necessary business tricks. Sharing an instinct that ideals cannot stop. They fight for running loose in top. There's a bottom and a top. As people don't want to climb.